Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. I am Wes Ayers here with the Abrani. Jesse Steb, did you like that one?
That's
kind of new.
I thought it was Abrani. All right.
Man, it's so good to see you. It's been so long. We've had Santa Claus visit. We've had fireworks New Year's resolutions and all kinds of good things happening in our life. And it's just so good to see you and be back with you. How are things? What's been going on?
Everything's been good. It's good to be back with my good buddy Wes, who I feel like I haven't seen in a while. I have. It just feels like it. Because we haven't been together doing the podcast.
It feels like the last few weeks,
it does seem like a long time, and hopefully we don't have too many of those come our way.
Because
we do enjoy what we do here.
Absolutely.
So, but everything's been going pretty good. You mentioned Christmas. We got that kind of behind us, New Year's behind us. That's always a good time. We had a really good I feel like we had a really good Christmas. We have three that we go to, other than the one that we have at home, and everybody seemed happy, and family time was cherished, and family time was great, and Brennan got some really good stuff. I got some really cool stuff. I'm excited about, and I know it's not all about that, but you have a little bit of time, later to look at the little fun toys you get, and so that's always fun, and New Year's was fun. I went to the Peach Bowl New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I mean,
at least that was a win.
We can talk about that game because like I said, at least we won that one.
Yeah, we might be a little chapped today here in Alabama.
A little, chip on our shoulder,
a little bit
of sadness going on.
4 and 8 years, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Hang on, let me decline this. So we're
sweet,
yeah, right. So we're talking about Christmas. I was just able to decline a phone call from my Apple Watch. My wife decided that I'd been bugging her about getting one of these things for a while, and so she really stepped up. My wife is beyond good to me. She just is super supportive, and she surprised me with this. Best Buy was running a sale on them, really, really big, a couple of days before Christmas, and. So I was harassing her. I was going to go down there and get one. And she just finally looked at me. She said, "Why don't you just go open the one underneath the tree?" So that's what I did. And so during that process, I kind of got tickled at, the different things that were happening. And so that was fun for me to be able to do that and have that. And I felt pretty good about that. So, I was very humbled by that, just getting that. And of course the kids, you wake up on Christmas morning and the living room's just full of stuff, and we're so blessed to be able to do that for our children. And of course, they enjoyed it. Chapman's at that stage where messing with the boxes was more important than messing with the toys.
It's just
a lot of fun. So
yeah.
We're like you, we had several different places we had to go, and then of course I watched the Peach Bowl from the comfort of my home, and then watched the other one last night,
the game that we will not mention.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Not be named.
But I did go see a bowl game. I've never been to a bowl game.
That's right. That's right. You did.
Yeah. A good friend of ours that I go to church with, Quentin Hendricks, he's a big Nebraska Cornhusker fan.
Crazy.
And I don't understand why. He just kind of is. And, Quentin played college football. He's a huge guy. He's the only guy. And when we got to Titan Field, to Nissan Stadium, or whatever it is.
it used to be LT Field.
Where the Titans play. Well, it's all sponsored by Nissan now.
Okay.
It's so
changed.
Like every gate you go in, there's a Nissan vehicle.
Do they give you a Nissan vehicle every time you go in?
No. But, it would be cool. We'll talk to him about that.
Yeah.
So we walk in, and he's there, and he says to me, "I've never been to a Division I football game before."
Okay.
And I was like, "Okay, awesome, awesome." And he said, "I really thought these guys would be bigger." Now, Quentin
he's a big guy.
Quentin is the only human being that I know that can look at Division I football players and be like, "I thought they'd be bigger."
Yeah.
So, I mean, Quentin is he's just a big guy. We had a good time. Tennessee ended up beating the brakes off of Nebraska, but it was still a good time, and we got to spend that time together. We took two of the guys from our congregation as well, went with us, and so that was a lot of fun. We got to spend that time together, so... lots coming down the line, lots coming up, and things that we're getting ready for. Of course, Sunday night you were here. You had a mission. thing going on here at Killen, and then we had Shoals ARU series over at Wood Avenue. Our good friend Evan Burns and the congregation there hosted that, and Jeremy Gargis from Pulaski Street was the speaker, and I was actually with Jeremy last night for the ball game.
It's his fault they lost.
I absolutely was just about to say Jeremy Gargis is the reason we lost the ball game, now, because he was there.
It's either Jeremy or Jason Phillips, who I don't know if he's listening right now, but Jason Phillips made some
I saw the decals.
He made some decals that had 18 on it.
No, 17.
I mean 17. Yeah, I told him to go ahead and make 18.
That's right. Yeah. You know, Jason is he's super talented. We've said before, the banner that is behind us, Jason made that for us. Mm-hmm. If you'd be interested in a Ministry Zoo decal, we probably could get you one of those printed up for your car, your Yeti cup, whatever you want. We'll join up with Jason to get you some of those. But nonetheless, we're just so excited to be back in the zoo today,
and we're kind of rambling because we haven't seen each other in a while.
I mean, it's lots of excitement, about all this. Lots of excitement going on.
Let me tell you about two things that
tell me
that are kind of interesting. First of all, well, Brennan is starting to play basketball, and he had his first practice. Had his first practice on Saturday, and I don't think he'll ever hear this, but the kid is not good. Well, it's not his fault. It's my fault. I haven't pushed basketball on him. Not that we're going to push anything on him now. I haven't pushed anything on him. It's just not something that I just really love to play. Like, I'm not a big basketball. Yeah. I'm not a basketball-y kind of guy.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, we do dirt bikes together. He's played T-ball. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be pretty good at soccer because you just run around and kick a ball. I don't know that coordination is going to be his thing, but we're working on it. I mean, it's really his first time to really even pick up a basketball, other than just here at the building with the teenagers, and, you know, they pick him up and let him dunk and all that kind of stuff. So his first game is actually Saturday. He had practice Sunday. His first game is Saturday. Yeah. So they had 1 half-hour, 45-minute practice where they worked on a little bit of dribbling. So that's going to be interesting. I'm anxious to see how that turns out, because it's just funny. He's probably the second worst skilled player on the team. There's a little tiny girl that may have been worse than him. Anyway, it's just funny. I mean, he's 6 years old, so he's, you know, none of the kids are really that skilled. Yeah. There's some that have done it and played a little bit before. The other thing that has been transformational in our house lately has been, we hired a dog trainer.
Yeah.
Our dog is possessed. He's a demon dog. He just goes crazy in the house. He stays in the sunroom. He's got a doggy door. We let him out, of course. But when you let him out, he's running around trying to find what he can chew on, trying to pull up the rug and going into the bathrooms and getting in the garbage, and he's trying to find all the food he can. And when you try to, you know, you try to pet him, he's got this, I guess he thinks it's a game, and he'll just run around.
Yeah.
And he's running around in circles. And so we hired a dog trainer. It's a 4-week thing. Every Saturday we go. And, I mean, he took to it instantly. Now, he's not changed for good, but if you have a dog out there and he's unwieldy and crazy, think about talking to a dog trainer. I just thought I'd bring that up because it's been a good change in our home.
Yeah, you know, both of
those little things make a huge difference.
Little things make a big difference. You're right. And that is a good segue into what we're talking about today.
Exactly. I thought that it would be.
Yeah, you planned that out, didn't you?
I did. No, that's, not at all.
That's awesome.
All right, go ahead.
Today we're talking about our youth rooms, and we're talking about how we've got them set up, what our purpose is behind the setup, and kind of the things that we like about what we have, what we don't like, and things that we would like to see happen inside of our youth room. So, you know, if you've got questions or comments or suggestions, we'll give you the ways to send those to us, and we definitely want to hear those and want to hear from you about your youth rooms and how you have those things set up. One thing that I found, you know, we've done a first word segment in the past, and we had kind of, you know, gotten away from that. But I wanted to share this with you because it just kind of hits exactly what we're talking about. So this quote came from Carolyn Brown.
Okay.
I don't know Carolyn personally.
Yeah, Miss Brown.
Yeah.
Ms. Brown.
Yeah. And it says this. It says, you can teach in almost any condition. However, it is certainly more conducive to learning when you have proper facilities and proper conditions. So, nice. If your youth room is an inviting, encouraging place, it's something that you can be proud of. It's something that the kids want to tell their friends about. It's an inviting place in the proper facility with the proper conditions. Kids seem to learn more. So if it's something that they want to be involved in a place that they want to be, it's good for them. It's good, productive learning environment for them. So that's what we're after today. We, you know, youth rooms are a place that need to be versatile. They need to be somewhere that kids feel comfortable just sitting down talking with their friend or being in a Bible study with someone or being in a Bible study with a large group of people. So youth rooms are very integral to a youth ministry. Mm-hmm. So that's why we thought we would talk about it a little bit today, kind of talk about our setup, see what you guys had, and then we'll go from there. So we do our show in the Killing Youth Room.
That's right.
So I get this awesome setup rubbed in my face every time we come in here. So it's awesome. It's so big. I mean, this is one of the biggest rooms I've been in a long time. I mean,
it's
at least two classrooms.
Right? It's three classrooms. Okay. You can see where the walls were.
So they've taken the walls down and they have this big facility and Jess, and he's done a really cool job. There's lots of cool things in here. But you know, we have different approaches, all of us do, and we have different looks and the way that our youth rooms look. So we want to hear about yours, and we're going to tell you about ours. So Jess, kind of give us the rundown layout and reasoning behind the Killing Youth Room.
Okay. So if you're listening on the podcast, just understand we are doing Facebook Live as well. So sometimes we'll be interacting with people that are commenting. And so right now, before I get to talking about our room, I want Jonathan Germany to explain what a Exorbi is, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit, comment on that. Tell us exactly kind of what that is so we can talk about it more in the show. So if you know what an Exorbi is, that might be cool. I have no idea, but I don't know. He says it looks legit, so I'll be looking into it depending on what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so Wes is being very kind about our teen room. I feel like it's a very humble room because right now it's a wreck because we've been through the holidays and we've been doing some things with our TV. But basically our room, like he said, it's three rooms they combined a long time ago. And I see what you're talking about now, Jonathan. It's three rooms that they combined into one. We've got a series of couches that are kind of U-shaped. There's one, two, three, four. There's five. Two of the couches make an L shape, and then there's one standalone couch in the middle. We do have a Keurig, and we have a refrigerator in here. I'd like to get a microwave to put in here just to have that completion of, you know, the kitchen type things. And I usually I stock all that myself and try to have soft drinks and waters in the refrigerator. I try to keep the Keurig stocked with apple cider, coffee, hot chocolate. They seem to like, they don't like the coffee as much as the other two, but they do drink the coffee every now and then. I try to keep a few snacks, individual bags of chips, you know, and stuff like that that's going to keep for a while. Mm-hmm. I try to keep plenty of that kind of stuff over there. So I'd really like to have a microwave because you can do popcorn and you know, and things like that with that. Mm-hmm. Just recently, the last 3 months of the year, October, November, December, the elders agreed to purchase three TVs for because we don't teach in this room. This is just a hangout room. But I do have I had a TV in our classroom, did not have one in the junior high class, did not want to have one in here, and did not have one in the college room. So they agreed to go ahead and get TVs for all of those rooms and in here. So we've got a 55-inch TV that was just mounted on the wall. We had it on a stand. Because of that, we've had to rewire some things, and so there's somewhat of a mess. And then that's basically it. It's just it is kind of a big room. It's not super big, but I don't know. It's maybe 30 foot by, you know, 15 or something like that. It's kind of long and narrow, but We like to hang out in here. We like to come in here and have movie nights and game nights. We've got this TV that was donated by one of the elders. It's just a dining room. It's a round kind of dining room table type of deal with some chairs that we have. We have a bookshelf where we keep some extra Bibles and some decorations and things like that. And that's kind of where I'm. Well, we do have Christmas lights that go all the way around the room and up the middle, which is kind of neat at night.
Yeah.
They'll turn those on and turn these fluorescent lights off, and so that gives it kind of a neat kind of look and feel. They've really enjoyed having that. We've done some handmade decorations. We've got a it really is just a big piece of white cardboard that I bought, and then they did different colors with their handprints and then wrote Romans 12, 4 through 5 on it. Some of that kind of stuff we've got in here, a lot of canvases. I take a T-shirt from each of our youth events that we do and cut a square out of it and wrap it around a canvas, and we've got some of those in the room. That's one thing I feel like is lacking is nice decoration to kind of complete it. I did start working on this wall, if you can kind of see. We lift up the banner. It says KYM behind. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Behind the banner. And so I started with this wall, and I was like, stuff is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So I had to pause a little bit. I'd like for somebody who knows what they're doing to come in and really decorate. But the seating, if we're going to go ahead, I'll go ahead and tell what I would really like to have.
Yeah.
In here, I would really like to have a space to have a foosball table.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have enough room for a pool table or a ping pong table, but a foosball table would be just right for this room. I'd like to get some new couches. A couple of these are broken, actually. And so I'd like to get some new couches. I'd maybe configure them a little bit different. I would really like to replace this table and have two of those counter height tables that are square and sit up a little higher so we could sit around those, eat around those kind of deal. So I'd like to have, a game system or two, Xbox One or, PlayStation whatever, four that they've got. So if somebody wants to donate, I mean, I'd take them,
you can find a good home.
Throw in a few G-rated games and would be on our way.
For sure.
It would be super cool to have cable service. Now, what we do have are smart TVs, so we can watch Netflix and, that kind of stuff. So there's that. But as far as, for the game last night, it would have been cool to come up and watch the game if we have a network system. I would take the camera and turn it around and show everybody. Our camera situation today is so delicate because it is held together. I'm serious. I'll try to get a picture and post it on our page. It's held together with rubber bands today just because I forgot that clip. So sorry about that, Jerry. But I'll take some pictures of it, and we'll post pictures up on the Ministry Zoo page there. So those are that's kind of what we have here. In our classrooms, it's pretty standard. We do have TVs. That way, for PowerPoint and all that, we can connect to, an LED TV. They're about 50 inches each. Other than that, we've got some nice cushioned chairs. That was a thing that I went to the elders about and said, in the classrooms, we're using these old metal chairs. I said, could we purchase about 50 nice cushioned chairs? And they said, yes, that has been a great addition. We do have a DirecTV dish on our annex that we will possibly get a cable run into with all the new stuff we're doing in the auditorium, get it run in the auditorium. We don't have it run in the teen room, and it would still have to have a little box, and I don't have DirecTV. But it would be cool to have a box in here. So that's our setup. I'll take pictures. When we're done, I'll post them on the page so you can kind of see. I might clean up a little bit before we do. But what about you, Wes? I know you got a different kind of setup.
Yeah, so let me go back to when I was at Jackson Heights.
Mm-hmm.
So at Jackson Heights, the youth room was actually the classroom.
Okay, so you taught in your youth room.
Right, so it was unique. We had everything we needed was in there, and the walls were just surrounded by couches. So, pluses and negatives to that kind of setup, but that was my idea behind where we're at now. So at Shiloh, our youth room is also our classroom, but it's broken up. So you have the capability to use it as a fun space and as a learning environment. It just takes a matter of seconds to just create that. So when I come, and for those of you who don't know, just a very short background, this is my second time to be at Shiloh. Shiloh was my first youth ministry work when I was 22 years old. Straight out, you know, first job, just I make it sound like it was just a miracle. But they sort of come to me and said, you know, I was working at Best Buy at the time, and they come to me and they said, hey, we need some help with our youth program. Would you be interested? I said, sure. So I go down to teach the first day, and they're in like school desk, not just like chairs. They're in like legitimate desk.
Yeah.
Like, just like they sit in at
like
school.
Like we had
all the time.
In like kindergarten.
Yeah. So, not really conducive to a learning environment because they're in that environment all week long. So then they come back here and it's just like being at school. So when I went to Jackson Heights, I got some ideas, come back to Shiloh, and they were still in the desk. So I approached the elders. I said, look, we need to get out of these desks. For one reason, they sit in a setup like this every single day. That's the biggest thing. But the second thing was, is we have a guy in our group who's 6'8 and is 315.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that guy wants to do is try to sit in a desk with people around him.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know, I mean, I'm 5'9", so I don't have that height issue. But, you know, for Trace to sit in that environment, it was pretty uncomfortable. So they let us get some tables and chairs, and we were able to use that for our youth setup. We have some comfortable benches. We actually did some remodeling in our auditorium, so we took some of the benches from the auditorium, cut them in half, and put them on the walls in the youth room. So that's kind of the personal space back there, and then up toward the front is kind of like the learning education type environment.
So, I got you.
We have TVs in there.
But y'all have a pretty decent size room too.
It's, yeah, I mean it's big.
Yours
it's
just, is more square than yeah. rectangle like ours is.
Yeah, like yours, I like that. Yours is yeah, like you said, yours is a long room. Ours is more of a square shape. It's also, this is a fun fact, it's the safest room in the entire building.
Well, there you go.
Because it's underground, pushed back in the corner. So
nice.
Unfortunately, sometimes when weather changes, it gets bombarded by everybody, but that's okay. We want everybody to be safe. So we're back there in the corner, and it's set up for that. One of the things that I have found that the kids really like is they like the wall art that we have around the walls. They like to be able to look at something. We have SYG pretty much just anywhere on the wall that you can find. Some things that I would like to do differently, you know, when we watch movies, we just have to go strictly off the TV sound. So, you know, you can buy a cheap surround sound system. I just, you know, I really don't have I have the experience of putting those in, but the time, you know, it takes time to put those things in and mount those things up. But I wish we had a surround sound system. I also wish we had a, like a chalkboard wall, you know, like the chalkboard paint walls and so that they could have their own little personal imprint on the room. But, you know, those are just minor fixes that we can get around to. But our elders have been very supportive in the transition because we went from just a blank room, just a, you know, basically a blank canvas with school desk in it to transforming it into a learning space and a hangout space all into one area.
Yeah.
So it's been good to see that. You know, and I was very glad that they did that. That, you know, elders are in a unique position in that people are asking them for things all the time. You know, when I went to them and asked them, you know, look, we're looking to do some different things with the youth room. That's an unexpected, non-required expense. So when I told them, you know, look, I think we can really get them involved with something that they would enjoy, something that they could call their own. The elders were all on board, and typically when you present it to them as the kids need it, not it's not just for me. It's not that I just want to go and show off that I can put a cool youth room together. It's something for the kids to call their own. You give them exact details on what you want to do and a budget. When you approach with a budget, they're more apt to listen, I have found in my own personal experience. So, you know, you go to them with a budget and you can find these different things. You know, I wish that, you know, we had there are several things that I wish we had done differently. I wish we had painted the room a different color. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And I like the color that we have now because it's one of those colors that if we want to change something that's on the wall, the colors still match.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just one of those things that it's a progression and you see things and you change things, but you still allow it to be an environment for growth and support mm-hmm. and comfort. Because yeah. when those young people come into their youth room or their classroom that they're in our situation that is a classroom / youth room, they want to feel like they're home, like mm-hmm. they can be themselves in that area and they can bring their friends in there and they can be comfortable. It's such an amazing opportunity that we have to reach out. And it's an evangelism tool that people who are visiting can come in and say, okay, so this youth group is pretty active. They have their own youth room. They have their own place to go. It's just something for them. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course we don't want to show that we don't want to come across as that we're separating ourselves from the church or from the congregation or anything like that by creating youth rooms. We just want them to have somewhere where they can be them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the purpose of our youth room and what we're trying to figure out, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to grow. So, you know, while we love it and while it's got exactly what we need, yeah, there's some things that I would like to see done differently, some things that if I had it to do over again, I would do differently. But I'm just blessed to be in an environment and happy that we're in an environment where that is supported and that is given to us and mm-hmm. is readily available. So what is this? Idea paint?
Yeah. Idea paint is... It's like for offices. I know Jonathan Germany had commented about Idea Paint. It's basically like the chalkboard paint, except it turns your wall into like a dry erase board. So it comes in different colors. I didn't know. I kind of made a face. I didn't know it came in clear. I think that's kind of an interesting idea there because then you keep the look to your wall, but you can also write on it. That's kind of a neat thing. I think that. You know, if you have that, that's good. In our classrooms, we have dry erase boards.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do something different, I don't know. There's just something about picking up a piece of chalk, you know, and having different colors maybe of chalk, and they can come write and draw pictures. And I don't know. I think it's kind of a throwback because they're so used to dry erase boards all the time.
Sure.
And that kind of is, you know, used to a chalkboard. When you thought about a chalkboard, you thought about your classroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now you think about a whiteboard. And so now when you see a chalkboard, it's like, I think about art now.
Right.
You know, I think it's kind of a different kind of mindset, but you could definitely use Idea Paint, whichever route you want to go. I was thinking about, you know, I know that in here, these are concrete walls. I don't know if you can tell that gray behind us is actually, it's a textured concrete. And so for me to do a chalkboard wall there would probably not work, but what I was mm-hmm. thinking I could do was get a piece of plywood, a 5x8 or 4x8, whatever it comes in, sheet of plywood, cut it down so it doesn't hit the ceiling, and actually, you know, just smooth it out, paint it, sand it, paint it with that chalkboard paint, and then maybe even prop it up against the wall where it would be stable. You know, those sheets of plywood are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Prop it up, maybe even fasten it somehow, I don't know. At an angle where, you know, you could, I guess you could fasten it flat against the wall too, but mm-hmm. on these concrete walls, they kind of discourage too many holes in it
because
you can't seal it like you can as easily a sure. sheetrock wall. So that's an idea if you have a room like us where it's concrete wall. What was that thing called? Because the comment has been hidden now. Zoogly, is that what it was? That Jonathan had suggested, that was one of, and we were wondering, well, he left a comment and said basically it's a humongous beanbag seat.
Yeah.
And he said even up to like 8 foot. So that would be a pretty cool thing to have in your teen room if you had the space for it. In here, probably not. But if you've got room for it, one of those big beanbag Zoogly's, I think is what it was called, might be kind of cool. You could even do, and which we want to do this too, you could even just do beanbags, you know, beanbag seats. I know a couple of our girls, they were like, hey, could we get some beanbag seats? So we bought some for our house that we have. We've got a couple at the house, but what we've got some, it's hard to explain. They look like discs. They're kind of round, but they're, you sit
down.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
about. You know, they have like a folding Zorby. Sorry, I said Zoogly. Thanks, Jonathan. Zorbe is what it's called, X-O-R-B-E-E. So check into that. Beanbag seats, any kind of cool lounge kind of seats that, you know, they can relax in. And, you know, having a teen room is not a necessary part of your ministry. But I find that having this room, when we have a Sunday night activity, devotionals that are here at the building, boy, to have this room to come in and relax, turn the lights down, have the Christmas lights on, it does make for a different environment than if you only had your classroom to go in. So if you only had your classroom to go in, they're in classroom mindset, I find. Do understand before the comments come in, there are other places you can go that would be comfortable. Go to homes. Go to other people's homes. I know for our Monday night Bible studies we were having there for a while, the upper room, we went to our bonus room, and it was kind of set up. I had a futon there for them to sit on, had those nice seats, and it was carpeted. I know Jerry Elder has the garage Bible study, and, you know, that's a comfortable place they go. I don't know about in the middle of January, but they rock it out. And so take them some other places. But as far as at your congregation, if you have a spare room, even if it's small, you know, you can make that work. So other than the idea, Jonathan was mentioning DirecTV Now, and I don't know what that is, but I imagine it's a web-based service that DirecTV offers. So you might look into DirecTV Now, and then you can, I imagine, maybe, am I wrong, you can run that from a device, you know, like an iPad, maybe. I would think that would be like their version of, you know, like UVerse. You can watch it on your TV, Amazon Prime and Netflix. So DirecTV Now has probably moved to a web-based thing that you can watch and pay for different packages. So if that's the case, you know, that might be something to look into. If you've got an internet connection, then you can watch some stuff, you know, cable service. It's probably limited, I would guess. If it had the local stations, I'd be interested, because I miss my local stations.
Yeah. You know, youth rooms, okay. Youth rooms are just such a flexible, and they just can mean so much to those young people. And it's flexible in that you can use it for just about anything. Devotionals, like Jess said, you know, if you want to come in here, teach class, whatever, you know, have just some time to sit down and talk, you know, it gets them out of that classroom environment. So it's just unique to them. It's beneficial to them, and it's beneficial to your ministry to have somewhere where you can sort of separate those two times, those times of, you know, learning and sitting down, and then you have that time where you can just come and you can relax. And so I think it's good for them. It's beneficial for them. It's beneficial for us as ministers too, to just be able to sit down and enjoy just some downtime with our students and the people that are involved in our ministry. So it's fun to have those. It's good to have those. If you have one, be sure that you're using it. Right. Be sure that you're keeping it, you know, sort of modern. Be sure that there are things in there that they can use, that they can relate to. You know, some friends of ours are about to get married, and they're saying that they want a rustic wedding. You know, some of the old school stuff they want to bring back in. And, you know, sometimes kids want to do that. You know, kids want some old school stuff in there. So be sure that you're in the loop enough that you understand that there's got to be a clear divide between what's happening in their world and what's going on in the world, so that you understand that your youth room's not just a, you know, four-wall place with a couch. You know, because they can get that anywhere. So be sure that it fits them and that it's good for them. Okay, Jonathan's telling us a little bit about what DirecTV Now is. It's a prepay service, pay for 3 months, and they sent him an Apple TV to watch it on. So
he said it's similar to Sling TV. So that's kind of what I was expecting it to be, something like, an, you know, an internet-based deal, so, which is cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
If you can do that.
Absolutely.
Let me also say, one of the things that I did that was a big change was our hallway. And so it's not,
the hallway looks cool.
You need to also think about what's leading up to your teen room, because this hallway used to be the main educational wing in the congregation. Yep. And they added new buildings. And as they did that, this kind of just became almost a forgotten area. They had some young kids classes for a while. and then they turned this into the teen wing, but it was just a big room with a few couches, and it wasn't much more than that. In the hallway, they had the fluorescent lights, which are still out there, but the tile looked bad on the ceiling. They had some really dated artwork on the walls, which at the time was cool, and it was for kids, but we had teens coming into their classrooms, walking down this hall with, you know, the little boy and little girl scene with the rainbow and the little animals. And, you know, it was just dated, and that's what they were seeing. And so we removed those. And what I did was we painted that whole wall, got a new ceiling, sheetrock ceiling up there. The tile was just coming down, added track lights that could directional track lighting. And then I just got some posters, ordered them off the internet, some, you know, Christian based themed posters, and put them in frames and hung those on the wall. So now the track lighting shines down on all those posters. And it just kind of, like you're saying, it just kind of modernized the place, made it look a little bit fresh, a little bit newer. And I'll say one thing about the teen room that was just recently a big thing for me, why I like it so much, because Lori had the girls spend the night last Sunday, and guess where I slept?
In the teen room.
I slept in this room right here, and I had Netflix, yep. I had a smart TV, I had my air mattress. I didn't sleep on the couch because I just wasn't enough room, but I brought my air mattress, had the guys over. We played video games till about 11, and they left. I've got my snacks over there. I had my coffee the next morning. Had everything like I like it right here.
Yep.
And so there's your multi-use for your team room.
The multi-use functionality room right there.
That's right.
So so that's kind of where we're at, what we do for our youth rooms, how they look, how they're set up, what we use them for. So if you've got comments or suggestions or questions about anything that we've mentioned on the show, be sure you get those to us. Jess is going to share that information with you here in just a few minutes. Go back and look at some of the comments on Facebook Live. Some really good advice, really good pieces of information there. So be sure that you go back and look at that and watch that. And when we go live, if you can, if you're in a position where you can, tune in and watch us. We really appreciate it. So it's final rush time. Things that are coming up. Jess, what is going on with you in the next few days?
Well, let me also say about, you know, you're talking about going back and watching. If you will, if you guys would take pictures of your teen rooms.
Absolutely.
And post those. Post them either in the comments here on this broadcast, Facebook Live broadcast, or post them over on the Ministry Zoo page and tell where you are, because everybody doesn't know. That might give some people some ideas, and we'll be posting pictures of ours too. So,
for sure.
Final Rush, the big thing that really we have coming up is our Gulf Coast retreat next month. We're in the middle of planning that. I'm looking forward to that, the 23rd through the 26th of February. And Travis Harmon is going to be our speaker, and so I'm really looking forward to that. Our theme is Launch Out. So we're going to have an emphasis on evangelism, sharing our faith, getting out there and making an impact. So that's exciting. We've had a big remodel job going on in our auditorium.
Yeah.
We are coming to the last few weeks of completion on that. And
sweet.
So I'm excited. The stage is finished. Almost. There's got to be some electrical stuff done there. The guys have put in the lights up top, the new spotlights that are really cool. The video walls will be done here in a couple of weeks. And so... yeah, we didn't hit that Shoals Area Youth Series deadline, but we're getting there, and that has been one of the things that's been looming for several months that we've been excited about getting done. So really, that's coming up. We've got Lads to Leaders, obviously, in the distance, but the near distance, and so that'll be coming up before we know it.
Yeah.
And we've been preparing for that. So what about you?
Well, first of all, let me just say that Shoals Area Youth Series here at Killen went off without a hitch.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it was awesome. Everything was good, you know, just working around the process that's happening here. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to look great. I want to go in there and see the stage when we're finished here.
Look at
so that's just awesome. Kudos to the Killen people for working hard in that environment. So coming up with us, golf. We're going to golf this weekend. So it's new.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, it's this weekend. We're leaving Thursday. We're going to take and leave out Thursday after school and be down there for we'll spend the day Friday just kind of roaming around town, things like that. I think the registration opens at 7 o'clock on Friday night. So we'll be down there all day Friday, and then we're coming home on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So, holiday. yes, a holiday Monday.
That's right. So we're really excited about that, really excited to see how it works and what happens. And we've got a good group going for a first time, so we're pretty excited about that. Of course, we have devotionals and Exalt and all that stuff coming up. And then CYC is next month. We'll be at CYC the 23rd through the 26th. Mm-hmm. So we'll be up in Gatlinburg for that. Pigeon Forge. And so looking forward to that. And, you know, just the normal grind. So things are happening. Things are growing. We're looking at Last of Leaders. We'll start doing some puppet skit stuff Wednesday night. We had a recognition day Sunday mm-hmm. for the completion of year-round events. It was pretty neat. We recognized our first through eighth graders that have done their year-round events. And after we got through the calculation with something like 72 awards that are going to be given out to just our young people in first through eighth grade for those that they have completed in October through December. So we were very proud of them, very impressed with their work and their diligent work. I mean, that's just super, super impressive on their behalf. And then one of the cool things is we actually used our college students to teach those classes and to help them and to guide them. And so they got some FaceTime with the kids that had been through Last of Leaders and had experienced all that. So that was super awesome to watch. And so that was really neat. So we're getting ready for that as well. And just a lot of things are happening. And I guess one of the biggest things is that spring training starts February 25th. So, you know, football season ended yesterday. The good stuff ended yesterday. And spring training is right around the corner. So that's what's going on with us. You know, nothing too crazy. Just the normal, like we said, just the normal grind. So, Jess, it's mm-hmm. that time, man. We have done our duty here today. Jess is going to let you know the way that you can get in touch with us if you have comments, suggestions, or advice for the show and about youth rooms. Like I said, we want to see pictures of yours, what you've got going on. We'll send you pictures of our youth rooms. Mm-hmm. So, Jess, tell them how they can let us know all those things.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with us, obviously we're here on Facebook. Facebook.com/MinistryZoo, and we will be broadcasting from usually from my page. We try to broadcast from my page, and then we watch it. We're watching along with you on Wes's phone, so that's kind of how we do that. But Facebook.com/MinistryZoo, you can find us on Twitter @MinistryZoo. The Podomatic app is the service that we use for the podcast, and so you can search for us there on the Podomatic app or Podomatic.com. The AIM Network that we're now part of and partners with, we're excited to be with them. You can also find us on Google Play. And then if you want to reach us, one of the best ways, because usually we'll get an alert on our phone, is to just email us. And so you can do that. And our email address is ministryzoo@gmail.com. And so we'd love to hear from you. We covet your suggestions and your comments and whatever pictures you want to send us. If you want to email us some pictures, we can post them on our site and kind of show off your teen room. But definitely just get in touch with us some way if you have any questions, like Wes said. So we'll be glad to take those. And we love interaction with you guys. We love being on Facebook Live with you. We love doing the podcast. And if there is a topic or a suggestion you'd like to hear for an upcoming show, let us know. And we'll try to oblige.
Absolutely. So thanks again for tuning in. We're so glad to be with you. And we hope nothing but the best for you in 2017, as the year is still fairly new. And we hope that you will make us part of your 2017 as we continue to work. And we just thank you so much for being a part of it. Jess, go Cubs. See you next time.
All right, go Braves.